1 Peter chapter 2. Therefore, laying aside all evil intentions and all evil deeds and hypocrisies and envies and all evil talk, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow by it. If you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as to a living stone rejected indeed of men, but chosen and precious, you also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Therefore also it is written in the scripture, look, I lay in Zion a chief corn, our saint, one, chosen, precious, and he who believes on him shall not be disappointed. To you, therefore, who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has been made the head of E company, RNR, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to those who stumble at the word, being disobedient, where also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth his praises, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, you who in time past were not people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I urge you, as strangers, pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, non-Jews, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, because of your good works, which they shall witness, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every law of man for the Lord's sake, whether it is to the king as supreme, or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of those who do well. Because, say, this is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free people, and not using your liberty as a disguise for evil, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, ho, nor the king's servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the bad. Because this is worthy of thanks, if a man because of conscience towards God endures grief, suffering wrongfully, what glory is it if, when you are abused because of your faults, you take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, and you bear it patiently, this is acceptable with God, because this is what you were called for, because Christ also suffered for us, us an exam, plea that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was cursed at, did not curse back, when he suffered, he did not threaten back, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed, because you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls.